Welcome, Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Well, Sarah, it's a very interesting topic today. It's got me mystified. I'm looking so forward to it. All I've been told is, it's if at first you don't succeed, well, fail again.
Yes, you won't be actually all surprised once I discuss it. Basically, a very waggish colleague of mine put forward this three-rule observation. The Dalai Lama will never be allowed into South Africa. Woke comedy will never be funny. And David Unterhalter will never be appointed to the Constitutional Court. I suppose I would describe it as a bit of a grifter, but be that as it may. As you probably canvassed on the station, the treatment of him by Julius Malema and one other advocate was pretty appalling. But what I'll say briefly is that it ended up with a very strange result. There were only five people being interviewed, and the JSC is supposed to recommend to the president five people. In other words, it's three more than the two positions available. So there are two positions available, and five people are supposed to be recommended. But because they did not recommend David Unterhalter, so there were only four people that went forward, two black women, two white men, they cannot fill the second position. So it's a form of sort of judicial terrorism as far as I'm concerned. And again, whatever they complained of with David Unterhalter was not significant enough to warrant this sort of treatment.
Yeah, it's a tough situation we're finding ourselves in, because people are finding different ways to manipulate the system to their advantage. And we're finding that being judged on merit is not the order of the day. It's who you're affiliated to and who the deployment committees want to see in certain positions. When they don't get their way, they throw their toys or they get their paid assassins.
I think it's much worse than that, because the two other white men were fairly respectfully dealt with. But as soon as David Unterhalter came on, things changed. And what I gather is during the interview process, Zondo made a comment about a certain line of questioning not being appropriate. And apparently Julius Malema interrupted him almost to the point of rudeness. My concern, and this is something I think we need to bear in mind, is that Zondo should have, you know, should have taken issue with it and put it to bed, and he didn't. And I think that's going to be a problem. That lack of strength is going to be a problem in his position.
You make sense with what you're saying there, because if he doesn't take a decisive stand now and show that he's not willing to accept this type of rudeness, then he's setting the stage for the rest of his tenure as the Chief Justice. And a lot of people said he's an iron fist enclosed in a velvet glove. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense to me. You're firm or you're not firm. You need to be firm.
I think it's a problem, and I think we all know what Julius Malema is up to, and he has to be dealt with one way or the other. And if you know, it's not the JSC at the end of the day, the Chief Justice and the Chief Justice of the country actually has to do something about someone like Julius Malema. He cannot let him get away with it. I mean, perhaps the other guy deserved it as well, but Malema was downright rude.
Well, with politics, sadly, this is what happens. We have all types of characters that assume public office. But when it comes to something as serious as deciding who's going to be sitting on the apex court bench, we need to have a high level of decorum, and we need to allow people the space to be able to speak. And it needs to be done in a cordial atmosphere. So, Sarah, I do agree with you 100%. It needs to be addressed. And this is a defining moment for Chief Justice Zondo, because if he doesn't make a definitive ruling on the way people conduct themselves, then it's going to set the stage for how people perceive him going forward.
Agreed.
Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah. I'm not going to get to chat to you next week. I'm only on air Monday and Tuesday, but you and I will be chatting again in the not-too-distant future. And as always, I look forward to our conversations.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sarah.